Welcome back to the Cannabis Chronicle. I'm your host, Ben Hemmer, and I'm here with Mikayla, a very special guest. And
hi, guys.
Yeah. So today we're going to be just kind of giving our thoughts and, our reactions to the presidential or the, to be president, the interviews or the, not
open
really interviews.
Forum.
Yeah, the forum that's a good word, the forum that they had. Mine was this morning from 9 to 10, and yours was?
Tuesday. From 9 to 10.
Yeah, so yesterday, actually. So
First
off, just kind of talk about your candidate and her background, and what were your overall just impressions of the forum?
I had Dr. Lisa Armour, and she was a executive vice chancellor and provost of the Maricopa County Community College District in Arizona. So she had talked about, how her background from working in a community college, how she thinks that she will be a good fit for DMAC. And then she also held senior leadership at Santa Fe College and Valencia College. And she was a provost and a vice president.
Nice.
She has a lot of university experience.
So what is her current job now that she does?
So I'm not sure. It says that she recently served as a vice president or a vice chancellor, so I think she's looking for one right now.
Okay, nice.
It doesn't say she's...
So I'll go through my guy. I had Dr. Joshua D. Baker. His education. He got his PhD in community college leadership from Oregon State University in 2014, Master's of Science from BYU in 2005, also BYU Bachelor's of Arts in 2003, and then 1999 community college transfer from Bellevue Community College. Currently, he works at Mount West Community and Technical College in Huntington, West Virginia. He's been there since 2021. And he was vice president of instruction at Pikes Peak Community College, which he talked about in his forum today in Colorado Springs, Colorado, which I thought was very cool to hear about, his time there and who the people that he worked with and the people that he got to connect with. And then before that, campus dean, says academic dean at Bates Central College in Tacoma, Washington. He was there from 2013 to 2016. And then for 2 years, he was assistant academic dean at Vincennes University in Greenwood, Indiana. So, and then he was a faculty at Highline Community College, actually in Des Moines, Washington, which I had no idea that there was a place in Washington called Des Moines.
Idea.
He was there from 2005 to 2012. So it's been all over the place. He was a faculty member person. He was assistant dean. He was campus dean, academic dean, the vice president of instruction. So really just has been all over the place. And so what did you think about the forum that you went to, and just give me your overall thoughts on what.
So I didn't say where she went to school. She got a doctorate in industrial engineering from the University of Central Florida. I liked her. I thought she was really fun, and I thought that she answered the questions pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Same with my candidates.
She was very caring.
Mm-hmm.
She had talked about how at one of her community colleges that she worked at, they had a, I don't really remember the word for it, but it's like a student thing. So they have one student who is a student voice for the whole student body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a way for the students to put their perspective into the schools.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really nice.
Nice. Did anything else really stick out to you of what she...
Yeah, they talked about, DMAC scholarships, and someone has asked her, how she, because DMAC has a lot of scholarships that are going unnoticed, they had asked her how we will have less of those, and she said that she will make students be more informed about the scholarships that are available, and then she'll speak to donors about their restraints, if you've ever signed up for a scholarship, you have to
mm-hmm.
do this and this and this.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to talk to some of them about, broadening it. So I thought that was really nice.
Nice, nice. That's really so real quick about mine. I like you said, I liked how he, you know, answered all the questions very thoroughly. He just kind of connected with people, right? You know, before it started, he came up to me, he was talking to me and the people that were around me and just, you know, kind of engaging. And he said, you know, you're a Bears fan and stuff like that. And, you know, just talking to me about that and engaging and, you know, really wanting to getting to know the students, you know, putting them
showing
priority. Yeah. Priority, you know, being the students, right? I'm not saying before his priorities, right? You know, putting us in front of him. And that's what you want as a student at DMAC. You know, I want somebody that is there for me, that, you know, cares and puts me first. And, but yeah, he answered all the questions thoroughly. And there's a lot of, there are a couple of people that did like more than one question, but again, he talked about, you know, his experience and where he came from and, you know, his, the people that he's met and, just like what he learned from all the places. Cause he said that he's, I think he talked a lot about, cause he's president currently at Mount West Community College and Technical College. I think he talked a lot about, just the people that he's met and, the relationships that he's built with people and, what he likes most about there. And he actually, I believe he drove all the way from that place to here in Iowa. He said he arrived last night about like 12 or something. So,
wow.
Yeah. So,
bright and early.
I know. Yeah. And then he got to do, this, forum this morning from 9 to 10, which, but yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it was a great, great guy answering all the questions thoroughly and really, you know, connected with, you know, the students that were there and the teachers that were there too. And, just made me felt like that, you know, I've known him for a long time, and, but I just knew him, you know, today. And, but yeah, I really liked him. He was, a great dude and, just very, very welcoming. And, so yeah, is this, so the, did you say where your person was from? I don't think.
Yeah, she was from Arizona.
Okay. Do you know what part or?
I think Maricopa County.
Okay.
I don't really know where that is.
I don't know either, but.
That's where it says.
So like, what else were you like, kind of like, did you take away from, or like even questions that people ask or like something that's just kind of like, you know, or hey, that really sticks to me. Like, what are some of the things that like, you know, you kind of imagine some of this, like some like.
Yeah, there's another one too. Sorry.
It's all good.
So, the DMAC Chronicle
had
asked them what their favorite thing about DMAC was and what they want to improve. Her favorite thing is that when she, I don't remember if it was when she was at her community college that she used to work at or it was at a different one. Well, they had talked about trying to get, like, that school to have a aquatic center.
Okay.
And she said that when she learned that DMAC had one, she, that was her favorite part about that we have Trail Point.
Yeah.
She said that it shows the connection between, like, community and students.
I agree 100%.
Build that connection.
Yeah, I agree on that.
And then someone else also asked them what, since DMAC has, like, five centers or whatever in different towns, they asked her how, like, they would connect between, like, the students in one school or, like, the students in another school. And she said that they will try to connect more with students and, like, why talk to that student or those students at that school about, like, why that location works better for them. Like, if it's, you know, school or just the classes that work better.
Yeah. So just a little bit kind of background about Dr. Joshua Baker, community and higher ed leadership. So he was commissioned on economic and workforce development. He was a commission member 2023 to current right now. And then 2024 current, he is a community college of Appalachia. I think that's what it's called. He was a board member. And then from 2023 to 2024, he was at the community college of Philadelphia leadership program. He was a mentor. And also he talked about that and how he, you know, mentored some kids and what, you know, how he made them, you know, better people and all that stuff. And, he was also a board member of Huntington Area Development Council, which is, you know, obviously where he's at now in Huntington, West Virginia. He was another board member in Huntington, West Virginia, as well, at the Huntington Chamber of Commerce.
Wow, he's in, like,
everything. Yeah, he's, which, I mean, when you're in a lot of stuff, it, you know, it shows that he's, and plus he's been at a lot of places, too, so I'm not going go to get into all of them, but another board member, 2021 to currently, he still is, national member for Instructional Administrators. But he was a board member, and another board member from 2018 to 2021. He was Red Cross of Southeastern Colorado, which he was a teacher at, I think it was, what was it called? Pikes Peak Community College, which that would make sense because he was there from 2016 to 2021. And yeah, and he just, it was just cool, great to see, or great to hear, you know, what he, you know, a lot of people brought up a lot of questions, and people, you know, multiple people brought him up, but. It was really cool to see him talking about Pikes and what he took away from that, and you know what he hopes to bring here at DMAC, and it was. I mean, he was locked in. He was ready. When he walked into that room, he knew what he was gonna say.
And, yeah, that's good.
And I could never do what he did. I couldn't do it. And for him to walk in there and just to, you know, answer question by question, and you know, and it was straight down to point, but. Let's see.
I think the fact that he worked at like five community colleges is pretty important.
You have a lot of experience too, and you know, you meet a lot of people. And so just a little bit of selected presentations here. I'm not going to go run through all of them, but a strategic data use. He was a Workforce Development Institute at AACC, currently academic leadership and preparing for the presidency, National Council for the Instructional Administrators. He was there from 2022 to 2026, so he probably just quit or didn't work there anymore like these past few months. Increasing certificate completion with embedded gen eds. He was there. He was just there for 1 year. And then selected recognition and professional development. There's not a lot of these. I'll just run through these real quick. Aspen Presidential Fellow. He was at Aspen Institute for Community College Excellence from 2019 to 2020. And then he won Diversity Award Honorable Mention, and that was at Pikes Beat Community College, like we talked about, where he was at in Colorado Springs, Colorado. He did that for 1 year, 2019. And another place was the Combined Fund Drive Campaign Manager Training, April 2011. And then from 2009 to 2010, he was at Washington State Leadership Training for Workforce Deans. He was the Dean Academy is what it says. So, and I think another thing that I took away from that was just he talked about his family and how he wants to retire here, right? He wants to, you know, he said he has family that are, you know, he's got a son in grad school. I believe he said his daughter was a sophomore in high school, I think, I believe. Yeah. And he said he's got, another kid that is out of college now. So I think him wanting to be here, right, and him knowing, you know, hey, I had a son. I had kids that have gone through college, and I know what it's like, right? They've been through it. I've experienced it. My wife has experienced it, and I think it was very interesting to hear what he had to say about that, right? And I think I connected with that a lot, and he talked a lot about, you know, tutoring and all that stuff because, you know, it's available, but how many kids actually want to, you know, go out and, you know, actually want to get that help, right? And I think
– Another thing with the tutoring, too, is that, like, I needed tutoring for my chemistry class.
Yeah.
Well, not all of the tutoring is available to different students.
Yeah.
Like, I had a job, so, like, it was hard to figure out times tutoring or.
And he mentioned jobs, too, like, hey, these people may have jobs. They may have all this stuff, but, hey, how can we get you to go? How can we fit this in with, you know, when you're working, how can we fit this in? And I think he did a really good job about, you know, explaining that, and it's really cool just to hear, you know, he had family, you know, he had a son that is in grad school now, and his daughter's a sophomore in high school, but, you know, him just saying, hey, you know, this is what college is like, you know, he's passing that knowledge on to his family, and I think it was just really cool to hear because, you know, you want that, right? You want to feel like that's family when you walked in there, and I thought it was. I mean, he did, like I said, a great job of getting down to the point, answering every question, and giving his honest thoughts on what he thought about the question, and just overall, great job by Joshua Baker on this morning from 9 to 10. And so, give us a little bit of like, do you like community and higher ed leadership. Do you have that on your what's your candidate's or your person's name that you
Lisa Armour.
Okay, Lisa Armour, nice.
So it doesn't say like okay, I guess it says this. So at the Maricopa County Community College, she provided exclusive oversight for academic and student affairs across 10 colleges. Her responsibilities included system-wide academic planning, shared governance, and coordination with faculty leadership, governing boards, and external partners. So she, like, helped build that connection between her and her faculty.
Nice. And I like I said, I think it's really cool when you can build connections with people, especially, you know, people that you know don't know. Like I said this morning, like, he came up to me in the group that I was sitting around, and there were a couple of people that were sitting around me, and he talked to us, he got to know us, and, you know, you want people to do that, right? You want them to get to know you, because if this guy's going to be the president here, you want him to know everybody here. And you want him to, not just at here in Ankeny, but, you know, Boone and West Des Moines and Newton, you know, you want him to just to meet everybody. And I think that's, that is very, it was very cool to see and very inspiring just to, for him to do that. Because, you know, he didn't have to do that, right? You know, he wanted to, right? And it was just awesome to see. And but yeah, it went by really quick, but it there was a lot of questions, but I feel like it went by like really quick and that stuff. But yeah, I would recommend people go. More people, I wish more people would have gone to him this morning.
Yeah. See, okay, it's kind of funny. I've never been into the Black Box Theater.
No, I hadn't either. This is my first time.
I didn't know that. This side was supposed to be students, and this side was supposed to be faculty.
I just sat down wherever I felt. I did. To be honest with you, but
I sat with the teachers, and I was like, "Oh."
Yeah, some people did that too when I walked in there, and it was like, "Yeah, people just kind of sat down wherever they, you know, wanted to." And
well, I was a couple minutes late, so I got there at like 9:04, and I'm like, I don't want to just walk as they're talking. Plus, but other people didn't care.
Yeah, did they give out free pizza for you?
They did
too. And
was yours breakfast pizza?
Yes. Yeah, they gave that out. They gave out, like, free sodas and stuff. And I think, you know, that makes people want to go to it even more, right? But but if you have, like I said, if you have a good candidate that, you know, can answer every question, get down to the point, can just engage with the students, I think it makes it, you know, people aren't going to worry about all this stuff. They'll come in because they want to hear. And then, I hope that those two, hopefully that they, from what everything you heard, I hope that they do well and that they can get elected, because I think that they'd make a great difference on DMAC and just the people, and, you know, not just obviously Ankeny campus, but West Des Moines and Newton and Boone, obviously. But
I know it's kind of cool. I'm thinking to myself, like, we were just in the room as in, like, sorry, we were just in the same room as a potential president.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good,
crazy.
Yeah, that is, do you know how many candidates there are? I don't.
There's four.
Okay, so there's yours and then mine, and then
there was
two
one
other
on Monday, and then there's one tomorrow.
Yeah, so.
So, here, podcasters, there is one tomorrow from 9 to 10 at the Black Box Theater, and she is a president and chief executive of a college in Illinois. Go watch it.
I might. Or no, I have stuff going on, but yeah, hopefully that one goes well. You know, I want all of them to do well. Obviously, I want this guy to get elected, but I haven't seen other people's. From what all you said, she seems, you know, invested into the people, and but, you know, I can't just, you know, base it off of one person. I kind of have to, you know, get.
So, like, I interviewed a student who, so she is a student, but she's not a student. So she is, she's graduated, but she's taking a couple classes to get, like, another degree through it.
Yeah.
She went to the one Monday and Tuesday, so she might have been there today and tomorrow.
I have no idea. If you could tell me what she looked like, I could tell you if she was in there.
She had, like, black hair, and she was wearing sweatpants, but obviously she might have been. And she was asking a lot of questions.
I think I know who you're talking about. Okay. Is her name start with an M?
No.
Oh, okay, no, I don't. See, that's, I didn't really know, like, pay attention to people's names. I just kind of, like, listened to the questions, you know what I'm talking about? Like, what they said. They said their names, but, like, I was, so the microphone was, like mine, and I was sitting behind them. So it was kind of, like, that way hard, but just, like, difficult to, like, hear their names. But I think they said it a couple times, but I was more focused on, you know, the questions and hearing what they had to say. But, yeah, especially when you get, it's nice to see when people ask a lot of questions, right? Because that means that they're really invested in you and they want to. You know, they're just invested and they care and they want to hear what you have to say about this one girl. I don't remember her name, but she brought up, like, all right, what is your thoughts on, you know, AI and all this stuff? And I think
I think that was the same girl.
Yeah. Okay. I don't
mind because she asked that question
again. I don't know her name, but she asked a very good question about that. And, you know, the guy was like, hey, the people that can, like, that, like, can, like, tell you it before, like, or, like, memorize it, like, all of AI are going to be the ones that are millionaires, like, in the future. Yeah. And I think that really stuck out because he said, like, you know, people are going to use it, right? But it's, like, can we find out a way, like, he said, like, it's good for ideas, right? It's good for getting ideas. But he also said, like, hey, you know, if it's not good for, like, hey, just copy and pasting all this stuff, but... he said that it was very cool to hear him say that, you know, the people that can just have that all in their head and that can, you know, memorize. And if you ask them something, they're like, you know, they're quick to responding. He said those people are going to become, you know, rich someday. And I agree with that. I mean, if you can memorize that stuff, you know, somebody asks you a question about no matter what it is, if it's sports, if it's math, if it's anything, just about, you know, whatever you want to know. And they can know that, like, from their head, and they can tell you that answer, like, really quick. That's a good skill right there. And but yeah, and that was a great question. I don't remember her name, but she asked great questions.
Leah Walker.
I think I might have remembered her, but yeah, she asked amazing questions. And
I interviewed her after
that. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is actually I don't know if she's the member, if she's a where she's a president, but she is a member of the Student Voice Club.
Did she have, like, a big, like, binder or something? Okay, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yep. She did ask, I think she asked, like, how many, like, two or is probably three or four, but
yeah.
It's her and this one girl who asked a lot of questions. Again, I don't remember her name, but they asked great questions. And when you can get a great question added on to a candidate, like, Joshua Baker, who you know, stands by the issue and will give you his honest thoughts and, you know, not be neutral or not go one side, he'll be neutral about it and he'll say, like, what he's gonna do and all that stuff. I think it was very interesting just to hear that. And he talked about some of his hobbies too. He likes to hike, which I think is very cool. He said he hiked a couple mountains this year, which actually back in Seattle, which I thought was amazing. And he said he's gonna try to do some more. He said he plays pickup basketball too, which is, I do that too, but yeah, he said that he likes to do that with his kids and stuff. And, you know, they're out of, one of them's a grad school now, but I think, yeah, it was very, very nice to hear what he had to say and talk about his family and how he fits here. And you would thought he was from Iowa the way he was talking. He's not, but you could just, you know, everywhere he's been, he seems like he had a story from, he was somewhere in, you know, whether he was in Huntington, West Virginia, or he was in Colorado Springs, or if he was in Tacoma, Washington, or if he was in Greenwood, Indiana, you know, you would have thought that with all of his experience and all the people that he connected with, you would have definitely thought that he was from Iowa. But beyond his thing,
I kind of wondered that, like, how people from, like, across the country are. Like, how do they even know about this?
Yeah, they probably were a president somewhere in another country, and then they just looked around for jobs and probably, like, applied or something. I think that would probably be.
Yeah.
But.
Because, I mean, how else is DMAC just going to, like, look up presidents of all the
schools? Yeah, no. But I bet they just looked it up somehow or just, like, you know, were applying for president jobs and just they came around this one. But yeah, I mean, he has, you know, he got his BYU. He went there for 2003 to 2005, he got his Master's of Science and a Bachelor of Arts. He has a lot of degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Community College transfer, Bellevue Community College, doesn't say where that's at. Oregon State University, actually, 12 years ago, That's crazy. 12 years ago, he got his PhD in community college leadership. And it says, creation of organizational trust in community colleges, which he has 4 degrees, and he's been to three different places, which is, he's been all over. And then you add into the fact he's been to Huntington, West Virginia. He's been to Greenwood, Indiana, mm-hmm. Tacoma, Washington, Colorado Springs. You know, it's really cool to hear that. And real quick here, I'm just going to read some of the so he was an executive leadership in Colorado Springs. He played a critical role in developing and executing strategic plan. And then another one for executive leadership. This is for Colorado Springs. He was there from 2016 to 2021. Focus goal committee member, increase faculty diversity, which I think is huge. You know, if you can get faculty to, you know, buy into you and like you, and I think that says about, you know, and if you can get to know them, and I think that's huge. And statewide leadership, served on multiple committees, including analytics committee, redesigning state plan and developing metrics. I would assume that would just be like, you know, talking to community. Why do I keep saying that? Committees at colleges and just analyzing them and all that stuff. Here's something interesting. He visited China as state delegate to explore student recruitment, which is we true. Were just talking about other countries. You know, China. If you can get kids from over, if you can go over there and visit a whole other country, and to get, you know, if you can come back and some of the kids can. Over there can come to DMACC. I think that it's really huge, and you can spread the word. And
I wonder if he does like, I don't know, like scholarships for them.
He said that he did some scholarship things. Somebody, I think it was the girl again. You interviewed her. She talked about scholarships and like how she. See if I can see anything about scholarships on here on this PDF here.
Because, like, I feel like if I lived in China and I was like, oh, this, like, president of a school is coming to me and to tell me to go to the school, I'd be like, why? Like,
yeah.
How is it any cheaper or better yeah. than this?
Especially being it from another country, too, and all the way in Iowa where,
yeah, you exactly. know, it's Iowa.
Yeah, no,
I know. The United
yeah,
States.
No. I mean, yeah, it's, it's Iowa, right? There's not a whole lot to do, but, yeah, I'm trying to see here what else he did. Workforce development. He created new degree programs, including cybersecurity, and multiple healthcare programs, including 3 bachelor's degrees, which is very cool. If you can create a degree for people and help them graduate and get that degree, it's very cool. And he actually talked about that too. Is like, you know, he said he had this girl one time. That was struggling, right? You know, was really close to graduating. And she, I think he said, like, he came to her office one time and said, hey, I'm not doing well and all this stuff. But, and he was able to get her to graduate. And I think just that, if you can get a student that, you know, isn't, you know, is struggling at school and mm-hmm. thinking about, you know, dropping out, like he said, I think that that's, especially when you're almost there too, like you're really close to doing that, it's really cool to get that, that person to graduate, which was very cool. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, that's all we got for us. Thank you so much for coming on and talking about your presidential person that you visited. Yeah, it was very cool to hear.
It was cool to be there.
Yeah, it was. It was very cool to be there and just to hear the experiences of all those people and what they mm-hmm. had to say. And if you want to follow us, go to CampusChronicleNews.com, Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle. Find us on iTunes or Spotify, the Campus Chronicle podcast. And if you want to join this podcast, go find us in Building 5, Room 1136.
We also just had a newspaper come out.
Yes, we did.
New newspapers.
Yes. So hopefully that you guys read that. And we will JJP will be back here soon to talk with sports with you guys. But it was good to... Good. Thank you for coming on here today. It meant a lot just hearing your perspective on things. So thank you very much. And until next episode. Peace.
Bye, guys.